866-296-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Today marks Heat Stroke Awareness Day, and the Maryland Department of Transportation is stressing the dangers of leaving children in hot cars. On average, 37 children in the United States die each year due to vehicular heat stroke. To demonstrate the danger, a vehicle with a temperature gauge will be stationed at the MVA's Glen Burnie branch to show how quickly the temperature in a vehicle can rise, even on mild days. The former Falston Volunteer Fire Company chief is facing charges of felony theft and embezzlement. Daniel McKinney was arrested on a warrant Wednesday and later released on a $25,000 unsecured bond. Fire Company President Christopher Gibbons has issued a statement saying the board of directors discovered irregular purchases on a company credit card and further investigation revealed possible criminal activity. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At least one bright spot emerging from the first month of Orioles baseball is the comeback of closer Felix Bautista, who found himself on the hill again last night in the ninth against the Yanks.
Talk about swinging! It's good to see Felix Bautista back. It's great to see a series win over the Yankees.
Kevin Brown had the final call on Masson. Bautista now unscored upon in his last seven outings. 2 hits allowed, 5 saves, and 5 chances. It was 5-4 Birds last night. Elsewhere in baseball, the Rockies avoided the worst 30-game start to a season since 1901 last night, beating the Braves 2-1. The Rockies are 5-25. Worst start to a season belongs to the 88 Orioles, 4-26. Meanwhile, the Caps are on their way to the Eastern Conference semifinal.
Wilson happy to keep it below the goal line. There's Dubois. He gets topside on the rotation. Chikrin scores! Beautiful passing. It's 2-0.
Joe B. had the call on monumental power play goals from Ovi and Tom Wilson as well. 4-1 Caps roll over the Canadiens. They take on the Hurricanes in an Eastern Conference semifinal. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NCAA lacrosse postseason begins today. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Not much rain to slow you down today. There is a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm later on, 80 this afternoon. A few showers and storms tomorrow, 86. Thunderstorms likely Saturday afternoon, 84 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Current temperature in Bel Air, 68 degrees, 71 in Halethorpe, 70 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. BGM Classic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. That's right. One more day till the weekend. You know what? It is. If you're in Maryland, it's a beautiful day outside. Absolutely take advantage of it. We got a lot of breaking news right now. Sean Casey just stopped by the studio here to tell me about our national security advisor, Mike Waltz. Apparently, he is now out, along with his deputy, Alex Wong. Additional names likely to come. And also, we're expecting to hear from President Trump on it as well. Again, that's the national security advisor, Mike Waltz. We talked at length, I think, on the show about the Signal chat and whether or not there was actually classified information going through Signal. We were told that there was not. And even I said, even though if there wasn't, it just, you know, they had to tighten up. It did not look good. And if that was somebody with the Biden administration, I wouldn't be too happy, to be honest. And we've talked about this. Also, Governor Wes Moore, did you guys know he was on The View today? Yes. He was on The View the last hour. Thank you, John, for sending that over. We'll definitely have some clips for you tomorrow so we can laugh about him. But right now, I want to get down to business. All right. We've got elections coming just around the corner. I know it seems like a long ways away, but it isn't. And we got to do something about it. And so I'm very excited right now to be joined by a great guest by the name of Cliff Maloney. Real quick, Cliff has been called the godfather of door knocking. He's only 33 years old. And Maloney's door knocking deployments have knocked over 8 million doors and delivered victories in 418 elections across America. And just in 2024, Maloney founded the PA Chase, hiring 124 full-time door knockers and knocking 510,000 doors, and increased Trump's share of the PA mail-in vote from 20% to 34.5%. It's huge. Good morning, Cliff. How are you?
Kim, I am great. Huge fan. Appreciate all your work and honored that you gave me the time to come on the show today.
No, I'm happy that you're here. Look, you know, we're fighting this battle here in Maryland of our own. And, you know, we would love to know what is the secret here, because obviously you were out there knocking doors. You were killing it. And I got to ask, first and foremost, how did you get involved in this? Is this something that you saw that we were lacking in the Republican Party? Is this something that you've always been passionate about? How did you start all this?
Yeah, so I got involved. I cut my teeth with Ron Paul way back in the day. He's who first kind of introduced me to this idea that maybe D.C. is a little out of control. You know, back then, I think it was $10 trillion was our debt. Obviously, now we're at $36 trillion. But I got involved heavily. I worked for Senator Rand Paul, you know, when his Senate reelected in 2016. I kind of had an epiphany, and that was that the left had all of these paid door knockers and these paid community organizers, and they had volunteers, which is great. And on the right, we had volunteers. And I kind of had this moment where, you know, I said, why aren't we mimicking what they're doing? And what happened, Kim, was, you know, in 2018, I started to put these door knocking programs together, but it was very tough to get people interested. And the political consulting class, as you know, can be, you know, just hyenas and just corrupt.
Yeah.
And 2020 changed everything, because what happened was during COVID, a lot of the Democrats, you know, they used COVID as an excuse to change the rules and to make voting, you know, instead of a voting day in a lot of these states like Pennsylvania, it's not even voting week or voting month, it's voting season, right? In Pennsylvania, we have 50 days of mail-in voting, which to me is, you know, it's pretty insane.
Yeah.
So 2020, you know, really changed the landscape, but unfortunately, and I'm to blame for this as well, you know, a lot of us weren't playing by the rules from, you know, 2020. Nobody wanted to vote early. Nobody wanted to chase early voting or mail-in ballots. And I think 2024, we all kind of said, you know what, especially in Pennsylvania, we've had 3 years of just getting our teeth kicked in. And so that's when we said, all right, you know, let's actually put together a program to put people on the ground. We said we'd knock 500,000 doors. And as you said in that really nice intro, you know, we said if we can get to 33% of the mail-in versus Harris, we think we win Pennsylvania. And God willing, we knocked 510,000 doors and Trump got 34.5%. But this has to be a consistent thing, right? So we learned a lot in 24, but now the trick is how do we make this permanent infrastructure moving forward?
Yeah, Cliff. And that's, huge, by the way, because I was talking earlier about, you know, registering voters is great and it's something that we have to do. But like you said, if you're not chasing the ballot, I mean, you know, that person could be registered and not actually go and, you know, get excited to go vote. But not only that, I mean, they could be registered Republican and then end up voting Democrat, say if they're not informed because nobody knocked on their door with the correct information. So that is huge. And I saw where it says that you had to hire full-time door knockers. What did that look like? Were they out there knocking? Is it 8 hours a day? Or was there certain days that, you know what I mean? What did that look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, you know, we always joke because a lot of people that jump into this space think that, oh, you know, it must be a simple process and it's, you know, we're just going to do nights or we're just going to do weekends. And, you know, we've done a lot of these. We've hired over 4,000 individuals, you know, through different programs doing this for both state level races and obviously the PA Chase. But it's usually 6 days a week. They get up and have a morning meeting at about 9 a.m. 10 o'clock, they knock their first door. In the afternoon, they get an hour for lunch, and they typically finish their walkbook for the day at about 7 p.m. We don't knock on Sundays, especially in the South. That's typically our day off. And it's really a unique experience. We put people in Airbnbs. We like to create a culture. So in Pennsylvania, for this past cycle, we had 10 Airbnbs throughout PA. And Kim, let me just say this to anybody that ever wants to put a program like this together, whether it's in Maryland or any of the battlegrounds, you know, that you find yourself in. It's a big, big process to try to hire 120 people, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we had to have about 1,100 applications come in. Out of those 1,100, we interviewed close to 700 of them. And then out of the 700, we actually ended up locking in signed contracts with about 180 people. Now, you might say, well, Cliff, I thought you had 124. We do enough of these programs, you know, it's attrition,
right?
20 of the people, they don't show up. They got some other opportunity. They got cold feet. Didn't work out. Another 20 people maybe last a week. You know, they get there. It's just not for them. I mean, it is not a great gig. I tell people this. The reason we have success, Kim, is we hire based on ideology first, right? If you're an America First patriot, if you really want to be in this battle to win, then you would love doing this. But if you're somebody that's doing this for a job, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these groups, they hire meth heads off Craigslist, right? I mean, it doesn't work. And so it is a unique experience. I think the coolest thing about 2024 was we were hiring people to come fight for the White House in what I would argue is the most important swing state. And nothing beats the look on the face of each of those ballot chasers on election night, knowing that they delivered the White House. That was an awesome experience for me to see that.
Oh, I bet. I bet that was huge. So, yeah, so I'm sure it was quite a vetting process, because then you're also going to have people show up, I'm sure, that are pretending to be America First. And they want to make sure that they're there to understand exactly what you're doing behind the scenes. Let me ask you this. Again, if you're listening, this is Cliff Maloney. He is the godfather of door knocking. Cliff, when you were talking about other states possibly mimicking what you did there in PA, and of course, this is something that we definitely want to do more of here in Maryland, is, you know, when it comes to, because I know you're CEO of Citizens Alliance and the founder of PA Chase, is that a nonprofit organization? Like, how did you get the funding to hire these door knockers, or do candidates, do they look for your service and they're paying for your service? How does all that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's funny because a lot of people assume, you know, we got our money from the RNC or we got our money from the state party or from candidates. No, I had to go out. I spent about 250 days on the road and I had to raise about $3 million for us to be able to pull this off. And look, I tell a lot of people, you know, 2018, when I first started doing this, you know, I could have easily said, oh, well, you know, the party doesn't want to support this. So, you know, I'm going to toss it in and call it a day. And that's my advice to anybody that wants to do this is, look, there's a lot of great ideas in politics.
Yeah.
But if you can't fund them, you can't get it done.
Right.
Right. There's a great saying by Morton Blackwell, which says, if you can't pay the rent, you can't change the world. Right. So it is a grueling process. I have to do cold outreach to try to sit down with some of these greatly generous donors that write checks anywhere from, you know, $25 to $50,000. Right, to support one of these efforts. But no, I mean, that's the process. And by the way, that's not me complaining. You know, it's a challenge, but this is what the left does. okay? Kamala Harris is not the one. There weren't staffers of her campaigns going door to door. What they do is they work with designated 501c4s, which is what Citizens Alliance is. We're a 501c4. They also work with 501c3s. So there are different entities that allow for different things in different elections, and obviously we're compliant. But those groups have to go out and raise their own money. Now, Kim, the big thing I'm looking for is after 2024, I hope we have a lot more candidates, a lot more of the county parties, the state parties, that when a donor brings it up, they say, well, you should really look into helping the PA chase.
Right.
Right. But it's never going to be money from them. But that's a reality. I'm really glad you asked that. Most people don't ask me that question. We're a nonprofit 501c4, and it is a grind. But if we want to change the world, if I care enough, and this is always my test to people, if you're passionate enough about doing it, you'll go out and do the hard work of fundraising.
Yeah.
I'm not here to endorse it. I'm not here to say that fundraising's great, that it's, you know, this fun experience. No. But if you want to actually do this, if you want to build a program where you have 124 full-time staff on the ground, all the logistics of interviewing, vetting, housing them, the gas cards, all the data, pulling all of the actual targets, the literature being printed, it is a huge haul. We've got an amazing team. We've got all of our staff that really work hard. But, yeah, it's a grind to go out and raise the money, but I'm very proud to do it.
Yeah. Well, Cliff, look, I admire you. I think this is something that we need to do in every state. And, you know, when I'm looking at the numbers, you know, this is something I look at. I'm sure, you know, you look at it every day, too. I mean, it's tough because as far as Republicans across the country, we are outnumbered. And so it is a lot of also trying to flip some of those independents and those moderate Democrats. Cliff, if I can ask you, when you're looking at the House and the Senate right now, and we have such a slim majority, do you think we're going to end up picking up House seats or Senate seats here in 2026?
I think it's going to be a very, very tight year. But I honestly think anybody that tells you now is probably just, you know, a busybody talking. I mean, here's the reality. What do these tariffs do? What does the actual spending bill look like at the end of this year? Because, Kim, here's my big fear. Doge right now is crushing it, and I mean crushing it. They are exposing the fraud, waste, and abuse. But that's step one, exposing it. The big test is going to be step two. Do Republicans actually defund it, right? Do Mike Johnson and John Thune actually defund the swamp in a significant way that'll return money back to our economy, put it back in the pockets of hardworking Americans? Do we actually get the tax cuts that we want? That, to me, is going to dictate 2026. Now, the bad news for me is Democrats just this morning put out that for congressional seats, Pennsylvania will be ground zero. There are four seats here they're targeting. It's Fitzpatrick, Bresnahan, McKenzie, and Perry. Perry is one of our top champions, Scott Perry, former Freedom Caucus chairman.
Yeah.
He always wins by, you know, like less than 2 points. So we're going to have to be all in here in 26, but I predict it's going to be a majority of no more than five either way. But I think the ball's in our court, Kim. If Republicans actually lead, if they do what we elected them and mandated them to do through the 2024 election, I think we can add five or six seats. I really do. But I've learned to not get excited and not be optimistic about the swamp.
Yeah.
The swamp is powerful. It is a slush fund. There is corruption, the money that goes through there. And if you cut spending, you got to be real careful. You are poking the bear. But I'm hoping that these politicians actually have some courage and follow through on defunding some of this Doge nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cliff Maloney, I really appreciate you joining us today. I know that you are coming to town, I think, with the Patriot Club of America. When's that?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll be at Barley's Backyard Uptown. That is on Tuesday, May 6th. The event's about 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. out in Towson. So I'm excited about that, coming in to talk to Patriot Club of America. Really great group. And they say, look, you talk to us about all the tactics and kind of give us everything from 0 to 100 of what you guys did, because some people here want to replicate it.
Yeah.
So if folks want to join me there, it's patriotclubusa.com. And Kim, love coming into Maryland. I think you guys have so much potential. And once again, I appreciate you, you stepping up to run. Nobody does it and run such a successful campaign in those deep blue areas. So just appreciate everything you're doing, getting the word out there.
Yeah, well, Cliff Maloney, again, thank you so much for joining us. And Cliff is the CEO of Citizens Alliance, the founder of PA Chase. On X, we can follow you at Maloney, right? M-A-L-O-N-E-Y. And then are you on Instagram as well?
Yep, at Real Cliff Maloney on Instagram.
All right, fantastic. I'm sure many people listening to the show will see you on Tuesday. Cliff, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, appreciate you all. Take care, Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Coming up next, we'll continue to talk about what we just learned here from Cliff Maloney. You know, this is what we got to do. We got to put in the work. We'll discuss coming up next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio once again is Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, those are the folks you want to go see. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Why is an audiologist seeing an audiologist before you purchase an over-the-counter hearing aid important?
You know, a lot of there's so much talk now with Apple coming into the market with over-the-counter hearing aids, and pretty much every other tech company has some sort of over-the-counter device because it's an industry and it's a business for them. It is more than that for us as audiologists because we use that as treatment services for patients who need our help with difficulty hearing, communicating. And then, of course, we look at the brain as we get older and make sure the brain is getting all the information it needs to stay strong. I think it's really important to see an audiologist as one. A lot of, well, every over-the-counter hearing aid is really proven to be effective or diagnosed for a mild to moderate loss. Mm-hmm. And I would really say more mild, because when you get moderate, you get a lot of other things that happen. But there's not a lot of technology in those devices. And, you know, what if it's not a hearing problem? I mean, we remove wax every day.
Right.
What if there's an infection? Some people have no idea that there is a growth and we can see it from the ear or determine that something needs to be looked in further. Often we, especially if you have hearing loss in one ear, not another, you're actually contraindicated. And there's a list of kind of a history checklist that patients do themselves, but I don't really think people are doing it regularly because a lot of people come to my office and they'll say, like, am I a candidate? And I'm always honest about that because I always want what's best for them.
Yeah.
And often after going through their history, I'm like, no, you're not a candidate and this is why. Or your hearing loss is too severe or you struggle in noise or you have a $4,000 hearing aid benefit. Why would you pay out of pocket for something that's, you know, not even half as qualified for what you need as this? So I think it's really important to come in and at least get a thorough evaluation to know if you are a candidate for those devices, and then we help guide what one is best for you.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates. Phone number is 410-944-3100, AAIAudiology.com online.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
That was Cliff Maloney. And again, thank you, Cliff, for coming on the show today. And this is where my head is at, and I'm sure many of you feel the same way. And we were talking about how we're going to relaunch Red Renaissance, and we've got to put a lot of these things into play as well, or into action, I should say, because, you know, just supporting candidates, it's not going to do it, you know? And I've learned that over the years. I have learned a couple of things. I did just post on my Facebook page, the Patriot Club of America, their flyer there with Cliff Maloney. Again, he's the keynote speaker. He'll be there at the Barley's Backyard Uptown, and that is 408 York Road in Towson, Maryland. And that is Tuesday, May 6th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. So you can go ahead and register online at patriotclubusa.com. And that way you could go see Cliff in person and hear more about some of the strategies that they use there in Pennsylvania and then also in other states. As you heard there, he's in other states and he spent the time going around to donors. So this isn't even something that he had the candidates pay for, because that was my big question is, like, how did you do all of this, right? Well, you go to hire those that are door knocking 8 hours a day. I mean, that's no small task. That's labor intensive. And usually, most likely, you're going to get individuals that really do want to be compensated for, you know, how intense that job is. There's days where it's cold. There's days where it's raining. You know, there's definitely days where you don't want to go out there. But as you heard there from Cliff, it's like you still got to go. And I will say, and I know, you know, a lot of my volunteers were fantastic. And again, I appreciate everybody that helped out on the campaign. You know, we were out there in some really cold weather. And I'll never forget that day we were sine waving. And it was 40 degrees and raining. And it was brutal. And we were out there for the total 2 hours. You know, just waving at cars and trying to avoid being splashed by trucks, you know, but we were out there. And interesting enough, a lot of people, you know, that would stop at the lights or even when we knocked when it rained, they're like, you know what, I actually respect you even more now, knowing that you're out here, you know, grinding it out when I don't even want to come outside at all just to even pick up the mail, right? So that people also respect the fact that you work hard. And we ended up with, I guess it was about 152,000 votes in the second district. And it was funny because Johnny O was writing on X the other day. He's going back and forth with Tori Snow, actually, on X. Not even sure how that all started, but he said that he was doing great and his campaign was just great. And of course, he posted where, you know, I had 40% of the vote. And I just chimed in. And I'm like, dude, you were the county executive for basically most of the district. Well-known name, especially even with your dad. You spent $1.6 million on the race, and you literally ran from any moment that we could have had to debate. He would not debate me. He wouldn't even show up to events where I was there. So, you know, he ran scared the entire time. And so I'm sitting there and I say, look, the fact that I got 40% of you, you should be embarrassed by that. This should have been a cakewalk for you. But luckily, we had amazing volunteers. Luckily, we had just a great campaign. Again, I can't thank you guys enough for doing so. All right, coming up next, we will dive a little further into this breaking news on former Congressman Mike Waltz and national advisor. And then also, I want to talk a little bit about News Nation and the town hall they had last night with Chris Cuomo, O'Reilly, Smith, Carville, and President Trump.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Trump tariff victory in the U.S. Senate, Republicans voting down a Democratic resolution would have blocked the president's tariffs. President Trump says his immediate predecessor is to blame for the economy's shrinkage in the first 3 months of the year. Treasury Secretary Bessent says a newly inked U.S.-Ukraine economic deal should send a message to Russia's Vladimir Putin that it's time to end the war in Ukraine. Oman's foreign minister says the next round of nuclear talks scheduled for Saturday between Iran and the U.S. have been postponed. Those talks were to have been held in Rome. A rally rolls on. On Wall Street, the key averages are sharply higher. The Dow is up 405 points, a gain of 1%. The Nasdaq ahead 470 and the S&P trading 88 points higher. More details at SRN News.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back prices to the year 2010. Enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega-3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. 2010 rollback prices and the memorial sales are going on now through May 29th. Go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's close out the month of April on a high note last night with a nice comeback win over the Yanks.
Rios gives this one a ride. This is a long way to left, and that ball's gone. Two home runs in the inning. Ryan for two, and Ramon for one. The Orioles take the lead.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, the homer by Urias. propelled Baltimore past New York 5-4, the final at Camden Yards, taking the series 2-1. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde saying what's past is past.
Good teams have bad months, and that's what we're really focused on, just one game at a time, one series at a time, try to win as many series as possible.
Off day for the Birds today, KC in town tomorrow night. Ravens news, the team exercising the fifth-year option on Kyle Hamilton, but did not do so on two-time Pro Bowl center Tyler Linderbaum. In a statement, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta saying he hoped to retain both. NCAA lacrosse conference playoffs begin today. Big Ten Conference in Ann Arbor, second-seeded Maryland takes on Penn State. CAA Conference at United Stadium in Towson, it's the Tigers taking on Hofstra. And the America East Conference number 2-seed UMBC takes on the third-seeded UAlbany Great Danes. Coming up in 30 minutes, the road continues for the Washington Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Chances of getting wet are on the rise as this very slow-moving cold front heads our way. It's only a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower, though, today. Near 80 this afternoon, a few thundershowers overnight. Tomorrow's partly cloudy, a few thundershowers, 86 the high. And showers and thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Heating and cooling contractors, savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-efficiency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Grocery prices are still through the roof. Natural disasters are still devastating. And supply chains are still fragile. That's why millions of Americans are turning to My Patriot Supply, the country's most trusted preparedness company. Right now, they're offering $200 off their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. This kit feeds one adult 2,000 calories a day for 3 full months. It's packed in sturdy, long-lasting containers with a 25-year shelf life. And best of all, it ships fast and free. But this special offer is only available for a limited time. My Patriot Supply rarely offers discounts this steep, so if there is ever a time to get prepared, this is it. Get ahead of the next crisis. Whether it's a natural disaster, supply chain disruption, or something bigger, you'll be glad you took action. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to claim your $200 discount. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Again, MyPatriotSupply.com. Stock up on peace of mind today.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit GoodFeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. You know what? Did I ask if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I come back from Palm Beach. Brian, the producer, I don't know what's wrong with me. I come back from Palm Beach, not doing my job properly. I apologize. I do apologize. We were speaking to Cliff Maloney. He is the godfather of door knocking. 8 million doors total. As you heard there, very influential in the presidential election in Pennsylvania. And that's significant, going from 20%, Trump getting 20% of the vote to 34.5%. And, you know, they have all this data where they can actually outline this to those donors. As you heard him say, he spent 250 days on the road talking to donors and trying to get them to donate, which is not easy, by the way. And having them believe in the fact that he would be able to get door knockers out there that would work hard on this. And that's another piece, right? It's another piece. I tell people all the time, you know, when we were supporting candidates with Red Renaissance, even in 2022, It was so frustrating because I had two people that were running it. And of course, you know, I was there, but not in the day to day. And those that were running the day to day, they would come back to me and report and say, OK, we've got this person out there. You know, we went to New Jersey. We helped this one with a Super Saturday. That's what they were doing. Right. They were traveling and helping them knock doors in their districts. Well, you know, you have great candidates like, you know, Billy Primpe in New Jersey, who only lost by 1 point this last election cycle. And we'll be helping him out this election cycle because obviously midterms, lower turnout. We do believe he's going to win this. Right. Finally flip it. And that seat, believe it or not, has not been flipped in 30 years. But when it came to Billy Primpe, he's a veteran, very hard worker, great work ethic, and he will be out there knocking doors, you know, 10 hours a day if he could, right? You've got that kind of candidate, and then you've got the other kind of candidate where, and I think that's what Cliff Maloney was referring to, is you've got some people, I don't know if they want to be famous. I don't get it. I don't know what their goal is, right? Because there are some candidates that we were helping, and I noticed this, and, you know, I left it up to my team to really, you know, vet some of these candidates. But, you know, some of them, they didn't want a door knock. They didn't want a sine wave. They didn't want a phone bank. They didn't want to do any of the day-to-day grind at all. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, this is not going to work. This is definitely not going to work. Now, of course, when you're looking at the numbers of doors that Cliff Maloney knocked, it's like, wow, right? I mean, with myself and volunteers, we didn't have any paid staff to knock doors and do all those great things. But my volunteers, we knocked 17,000 doors and made over 9,000 voter contact calls. And as I noted, we didn't just go after Republicans. We went after everybody because we knew we had to flip voters. There's no way you're not going to win with just Republican votes in District 2. Well, anyways, you know, when you are a candidate, and I see this a lot, social media is great, you know, going on, you know, television is great, you know, radio interviews, great. But if you're not showing up and knocking doors, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And that was one of the things that I regret by having other people run the pack. It's like I trusted to make sure that they knew that they vetted these candidates. And obviously, you know, I didn't want them to sign those candidates until they showed that they had some kind of work ethic. That's why I'm glad that I'll be taking the reins myself this time around. But, you know, we're going to have to do efforts like Cliff just explained. And that is, you know, door knocking, even when it's not election season, like our friend Glenn Gilhar does in, you know, Baltimore County in District 8 there. He door knocks all year round. Right. I mean, whenever you see Glenn, you'll see him with, they call it the Glenn bag. Right. He's got his tote bags and he's got all his, you know, papers and everything with him, because, of course, he keeps track of where he goes. He's going in the neighborhoods and all that stuff. But, you know, that's what you need to win. You need somebody that is going to get out there and really grind. And so, again, shout out to Cliff Maloney and his team for making it happen with President Trump. I just hope also, and I don't know if you guys see this as well, I hope that we have some really good candidates that are very charismatic and really get people fired up on the national scene. So far, it's pretty early in the game, but I haven't seen like a breakout star yet. But it's still pretty early. It's still early. And I know even here in Maryland, no one has filed yet, I don't think, for a congressional seat as of right now. But, you know, hopefully we will get some people that everybody can get really excited about and get behind. And, you know, I would say even right now in Virginia, Winsome Sears, there's a lot of people looking at her run for governor there. I'm certain she'll be making some more noise here soon. But can she do a Glenn Youngkin repeat? I don't know. I don't know about it. A lot of people pointed out that Glenn Youngkin put a lot of his own money into the race. But I would think that now that Winsome has done such a great job as LT, I would think that people could still get behind her, you know, financially. So we'll keep our eyes on all of this. Again, if you want to catch Cliff Maloney in town, he'll be in town on Tuesday with the Patriots Club of America. And I just posted the flyer on my Facebook page and also in my Instagram story. And in case you aren't on there, you can go to, let me make sure I say this right, patriotclubusa.com and register. That's Tuesday, May 6th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., 408 York Road, Towson. That's Barley's Backyard.
uptown. And, you know, you can sit and listen to what Cliff has to say and also ask him some questions. And if you've ever been to an event with Patriot Club of America, they do a fantastic job. And the food is always good. So go have dinner, bring the family, and hopefully we'll have a great election cycle in Maryland. I really want us to really pick up some seats, especially in the Maryland General Assembly. We got some great Republicans up there, but we got to help them out. You've got Doug and Nino Mangione now running in this council seat in Baltimore County. We're going to have to help him out. We got to get behind our strongest candidates. And I think that's what they need from us the most is, you know, the groundswell. All right, moving on. News Nation, it's doing well because of Chris Cuomo. Look, I think News Nation, the best thing that ever happened to them was Chris Cuomo getting fired at CNN. Because he has resurrected that that network for sure. I can't tell you who else is on News Nation. I don't even know. All I know is Chris Cuomo. And then I look at this stuff every day. I look at clips that go viral every day. I never see anything coming out of News Nation unless it's Chris Cuomo. Well, yesterday he had a panel together that is not a typical panel that you might see. He had Bill O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith, James Carville, and President Trump talking about President Trump's first 100 days. Now, of course, as I played the sound earlier from Congressman Andy Harris, of course you had James Carville and others talking about Medicaid. I don't know why this is a talking point on the left. It doesn't make sense, and it isn't actually true. But listen to what James Carville said last night on News Nation. Again, this is how I know they've got these talking points, and the DNC is like, this is what we're going to harp on. Take a listen.
I would not extend these billionaire tax cuts, and I would not pay for them by clobbering the middle class and the lower middle class by cutting Medicaid expenses, of which
he said he wasn't going to cut Medicaid.
Go watch the budget that's been submitted. It's already got 600. He said he was going to end the war.
There's nothing about cutting Medicaid in the budget.
Did he say I'm going to end the Ukraine war?
It's a bunch of bull and you know it.
You can't
say it's in the budget. Medicaid cut when there isn't.
Excuse me for speaking while you're interrupting me.
I am. This is ridiculous. And he does it every night.
Can I make a point?
Yes, go ahead.
He was going to end the Ukraine war on day one.
Oh, come on. Oh, it's absurd. What did Biden do for 4 years in there? Nothing.
Drive
me nuts.
He said he was going in.
You can't tell by your demeanor.
Please fact check me. Somebody look it up on your cell phone. Did Trump say I'm going to end the Ukraine war on day one?
And I was going to wear an LSU T-shirt, but I'm not now.
You don't have to.
Can I ask a quick question?
We'll get over it.
You've got to fight to get into this.
I'm not going to fight.
You've got to get in.
All right. That was James Carville trying to tell this lie about Medicaid, and Bill O'Reilly was just not having it. He was not having it. And so it was interesting to watch. If you haven't seen it, there's lots of clips floating around. That was Chris Cuomo's town hall on News Nation. And, you know, during this town hall, of course, you had President Trump that was on the phone line. He wasn't there in person, but he was there on the phone, and he made some really great points. I also wanted to note that President Trump did say to Stephen A. Smith that he hopes to see him run for president in 2028. I thought that was interesting. Because last time I checked, President Trump wanted J.D. Vance to run in 2028. So when he said this, I was like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Because Stephen A. Smith is not a Republican. Not even with, you know, you can stretch your imagination all you like. He's still not a Republican, okay? If anything, he's a lukewarm Trump supporter. He still does, you know, take his jabs at Trump, which is fine. He's very critical. I think, you know, when you're in a position like Stephen A. Smith, you should be critical of everyone. Whenever they mess up, you should criticize it, right? I mean, he's worth how much money now? He just got another deal with ESPN to also include politics and his sports, you know. And so he should be critical of everyone that is not doing the job as they're supposed to. And, you know, you don't want to really make friends with anyone when you're in that position, right? You don't want anybody to think, oh, well, he won't talk about me because we're buddies, right? Well, to hear Trump say that about 2028, I think that kind of threw a lot of people off in the America First movement, because Stephen A. Smith, he might be a lukewarm Trump supporter, but he's definitely not America First. And the clip, like the way that it was, like I said, Trump was on the phone, and then Stephen A. Smith is sitting on the stage, you know, next to O'Reilly and James Carville. Could Stephen A. Smith use that soundbite as, like, you know, sounding somewhat as a possible endorsement later? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. So, if you could imagine, not only was I shocked, I was appalled. Because I was like, wait a minute. Don't set him up like this, Trump. No. That's how I felt about it. And now, will Stephen A. Smith absolutely do that? Probably not. It doesn't seem like he's that kind of guy. But you never know. When the going gets tough, you never know what somebody might do if they're right on the verge of winning an election. Now, do I think that he would run for president in 2028? I don't think so. But there are a lot of people talking about how they do like Stephen A. Smith. They like that he's no nonsense. They like that he's a straight shooter, right down the middle. He's a centrist. And if you're Stephen A. Smith, is that the next thing you do after, you know, some of this commentary work? I don't know. I don't know if you do something like that. Now, I do know about equal airtime laws, and I don't know what kind of contract Stephen just signed, but I would assume it's at least 3 or 4 years. But people break contracts all the time. Was it 5 years, $100 million? Okay, 5 years, $100 million. That was at the beginning of this year, right? Did he sign that? Okay. All right. Well, hopefully he wouldn't break the contract and run in 2028. But, you know, 2032 is right around the corner. And if you're looking at Stephen A. Smith, I mean, he seems fairly young, fairly with it. Could he run in 2032? Possibly. I don't know. I just don't like when people say stuff like that. I was like, no, somebody cut off the phone. No. And no, Trump obviously knows what he's doing, but that was scary. That was a scary moment for me. Not sure how you feel about it. Trump also did talk a bit about the tariffs. Obviously, there are people nervous about the tariffs on both sides of the aisle. Just yesterday, we had our callers that called in about the tariffs. You know what? I had a friend that was listening to the show, and they heard, you know, those guys that like to call, you know, the opposition, which I like when they call. But he said, yeah, I was listening, and they definitely sound very nervous about the tariffs. And he said, you know, as a Trump supporter and a Republican, I can understand the concern. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. You're not exactly sure what's going to happen. This is a moment where, you know, Trump is very unpredictable. But as I mentioned before, probably best in this situation, right? You don't know. You don't want those foreign leaders to know your next move. You want to do whatever's best, you know, for our interest. So he did mention the tariffs, and I wanted you to take a listen.
Chris Cuomo, thank you for taking the opportunity. Good. Appreciate you doing it. A couple of points of uncertainty. You're talking about, you just said a moment ago that you believe you can convince the American people about what you're doing. One of the things that keeps coming up in polling is that they don't know what you're doing and why you're doing it, that there doesn't seem to be a plan. What does that mean to you in terms of how you have to make the case to the American people to have them deal with the period that it takes for a turnaround?
Well, the problem is I have, Chris, is I have to be flexible, because as you do things in life and in business, you need flexibility. You can't just be hard line and I'm going to run right through a wall and I'm never going to go over it or around it. I'm going to go straight. You have to be able to dodge and move and be flexible, and especially in business. Now, with the cars, I'm getting a 25% tariff for the people. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars, but they're hurt because they can't switch over 100% of the content of the car within a very short period of time. So they came to see me. I understood their problem. And I gave them a period of a year where I brought it down, and then another year. So I gave them a short period, 2 years, where they have to be switched over 100%, where every single part in the car is made in the USA. Now, if I didn't do that, it would have been very, very tough for them. And so what I am is flexible. And if I didn't do that, it would be very tough for these companies. And these companies, it's a transition period, Chris, and transition's an important word, because as you do things, you'll say, well, it's like being on the battlefield. You're on the battlefield. Sometimes you're going to move to the left flank, but then you end up moving to the right flank. And it's very much like that in business, and frankly, it's very much like that in life.
All right. I thought that was a pretty good explanation to what he's attempting to do here. But I know it's not going to ease everyone's concerns. I get that. I get that. And I don't want people to think that I'm thinking light of all of this, because I do understand there are some people that want to pull for their 401k right now. There are people that are definitely looking at the stock market every single day. But I just want to make sure you heard what he had and the latest message that he had in regards to the tariffs. All right. Coming up next, real quick, we'll go back to this breaking news with National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and his Deputy National Security Advisor Alex Wong. Obviously, he was at the round table yesterday where they were being very transparent with the cabinet. And so the news this morning that Mike Waltz is out, well, if you can imagine, this is very shocking.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites, how retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops, and how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show. What would you do if you paid $385,000 to send your kid to school, and when he graduated, he made only $16,500 a year? Well, that's what happens if your kid's in the Labor Department's Job Corps program. Daily Wire's Luke Rosiak joins us with the deets, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I was hoping I was going to go online and find more information out about National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and his leaving the position of National Security Advisor. And I didn't see a whole lot. I do see now Trump. You got everybody at the Rose Garden right now. Looks like they're getting ready for that whole the Day of Prayer event. So they might not be talking about this until a little bit later this afternoon. But they're now saying, this is coming from CNN, by the way, CNN and CBS are saying that Steve Witkoff is under consideration to replace Waltz. Of course, you have a lot of people online saying, what about General Flynn? What about Rick Grenell? There's a lot of names that are floating. So I'm not going to know anything right now, but I'm sure tomorrow we're going to talk about this. I got a text here from Marty. Marty said, Kim, you didn't have a whole lot of money coming in because Republicans went all in on Hogan. Just ask Neil Parrott. Yeah, you know what? That it actually frustrates me that Neil Parrott's not in Congress right now. There was actually, you know, no reason why he should not have beaten April Delaney. And the fact that Republicans in Maryland, I mean, they did get behind Neil. In my view, it was kind of late, and they did do it. But you're right. They put a lot behind Governor Larry Hogan. And a lot of us were very confused because, you know, he was so quick to pander for the Democrat vote. But it's like, why would they vote for, you know, somebody that is pandering to the Democrats when they could have an actual Democrat? Right. Because it's the Senate. They want to make sure the Senate, they have the majority. So why would they vote for a Republican giving the Republicans the majority? They wouldn't do that. So when he lost by 11 points, I think many of us were not shocked. It was just those that were getting behind him. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if he's going to run for governor again. We'll continue to wait and see. Like I said, we'll talk about Mike Waltz tomorrow on the show. We'll have more information, I'm sure, by then. Please enjoy the weather today. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements.